week, we started a new sermon series about the practice of prayer. We're hopeful that this series will help us explore prayer as a practice that can certainly deepen our individual faith in God, but also as a practice that can create lasting bonds within our community of faith. Last week laid the groundwork for the series, and now this week we're going to focus on a specific kind of prayer, prayers of thanksgiving. And we're going to turn to the book of Psalms for inspiration. Now, over the years, I've had many conversations with people who want to pray, but they have no idea what to say or where to start. And maybe you can relate to that. So one thing that I often share is for people to start by reading the Psalms, because many of the Psalms are prayers addressed to God. We can borrow the words of the Psalms and use them as our own. The Psalms have been part of the worshiping life of God's people for over 3,000 years. Ancient Israelites and present-day Christians alike have used the Psalms to give voice to the incredible depth and breadth of human emotion, from the deepest despair to the highest praise, from the darkest fear to the brightest joy, from the harshest anger to the gentlest love. In good times and in bad, the Psalms provide us with words of poetry and prayer that can help us give voice to our faith. And because they cover such a wide range of human emotion and personal experience, you can probably find a psalm that fits whatever it is you are feeling or facing in the moment. So today we're going to look at Psalm 147 and see what we can learn about prayers of thanksgiving. Psalm 147 begins and ends with these three words: praise the Lord. And within the bracket created by these first and final words, the psalmist offers a variety of reasons for why the faithful should obey that command. The reasons fall into two broad categories. First, we should praise God for God's creative power, a power that created order in the universe and brought the world into being. And then we should also praise God for God's saving power, a saving power that created a nation out of the people of Israel so many years ago, a saving power that continues to heal the brokenhearted and bind up the wounded even today. So today we're going to focus on verses 7 through 11 of Psalm 147. Let's listen now for the word of God. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds, prepares rain for the earth, makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the animals their food and to the young ravens when they cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the speed of a runner. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love. Here ends the reading. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. Will you please join with me in a spirit of prayer? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. That is where our scripture reading began today. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. And while we might be able to affirm in theory how good it is to offer God our thanks and praise, doing that in reality can feel particularly challenging these days. These are days in which we continue to see growing numbers of COVID-19 diagnoses and deaths. Days in which the coronavirus has gone from a distant threat to a personal reality for so many of us. These are days in which layoffs and furloughs and unemployment are creating economic insecurity and widespread anxiety. These are days in which it has become clear that the impacts of this pandemic on our world and our nation, our schools and our children, our hospitals and our healthcare providers, our churches and our communities, restaurants and businesses, these impacts are going to last much longer and be much harder than we ever imagined. These are days in which sing to the Lord with thanksgiving feels like less of a command and like more of a question. Like, really? Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving? Now? How? And yet, Psalm 147 reminds us that we should sing to the Lord with thanksgiving because our God is good, even in the midst of tenuous times and difficult days. And while it's not totally clear when Psalm 147 was written, there is a lot of evidence that suggests it was crafted after the time of the Babylonian exile. That was a tenuous time filled with difficult days for the Israelites. They were trying to figure out how to be a community again, a community that included people who had returned from Babylon after years in exile, as well as those who had been left behind, those who had been faithfully tending the land in and around Jerusalem, trying to eke out some sort of existence so that the exiles would have a home to return to. It wasn't easy, though, to figure out how to bring everyone together and form community while also restoring the city of Jerusalem and rebuilding the temple of the Lord. There was so much to do, and so many people were in pain. Now, if Psalm 147 was indeed written in that time after the Babylonian exile, then perhaps the psalmist knew something. Perhaps the psalmist knew how important it was to encourage the people of God to sing to the Lord with thanksgiving, even in the midst of those tenuous times and those most difficult days. Now, I have a colleague I met in divinity school. Her name is Jordy Gerson, and she currently serves as the rabbi at Greenwich Reformed Synagogue in Connecticut. On Tuesday evening, she shared via Facebook that she had the privilege of participating in a local Yom HaShoah virtual event. Yom HaShoah is a day set aside each year for Jews in Israel and around the world to remember the Holocaust, to honor the 6 million Jews whose lives were lost because of the actions carried out by the Nazi government and their collaborators. As part of the Zoom event Rabbi Jordy attended, she got to hear from a man named Michael Delicott, who told the story of his father, Otto, and how Otto survived the Holocaust. Michael said that Otto was the kind of person who found joy in everything, all the time. He had a warmth and kindness that was relentless in the best of ways. When Otto was interviewed by Steven Spielberg's Shoah Foundation about his survival story, he was asked what he thought helped him survive the concentration camps. And he said something remarkable. "It was mostly luck," he told the interviewer, "but it was also that every single day I had to find something to be joyful about. Every day I had to live in the present because I didn't know if there would even be a future. I had to find even the smallest things to be happy about, to appreciate. And I had to hope. I had had to hold on to my hope that this would not be forever, that someday things would change. As Rabbi Jordy went on to reflect about Otto's response, she wrote, "He was talking about surviving the Holocaust, but I think the lesson he taught, the hope he insisted on, the joy he managed to find, even in a concentration camp, that is a gift passed down to all of us in this time. If in a concentration camp in Poland he could find joy, we in this moment can too. Because hope is an imperative, and turning away from despair is a commandment. We hope precisely so that we will not despair. And it is our hope which carries us forward to better times. If Otto was able to believe that, we can too." Like Psalm 147, Otto's story reminds us that we can and we should sing to the Lord with thanksgiving, even in the midst of tenuous times and difficult days. And so, friends, we will practice that this week. In fact, we are going to practice that right now. I invite you to think over your day yesterday. Yesterday was Saturday. If you're anything like me, the days tend to run together right now, so helpful reminder, yesterday was Saturday. So think back over your day and see what you can find to feel joyful about. See what you can find to give thanks for. And remember what Otto said, it can be the smallest of things. Whatever it is you came up with, whatever it is that you want to give thanks for, you can probably guess. I'm going to invite you to share it in the Facebook comments in just a moment. But first, I invite you to wait. Because before you do, before you share, I want you to see how easy it is to turn your thoughts into prayers. Instead of writing something like, "I'm grateful for the beautiful weather yesterday," you can turn that thought into a prayer by writing, "I thank you, God, for the beautiful weather yesterday." It is that easy to write a prayer of thanksgiving. Instead of writing your words of gratitude as a statement of fact, you simply address your words to God, and boom, you have a prayer of thanksgiving. So instead of what I might write, which is, "I'm so grateful for all the food that we were able to give out yesterday to the 124 families who visited us at the pop-up pantry," and that is true, 124 families received food yesterday. If I want to turn that into a prayer, then I can shift my focus and I could write instead, "I thank you, God, for all of the food that we were able to give out to the 124 families who came to visit us at the pop-up pantry yesterday." And that is a prayer of thanksgiving. So it's time for you to give it a try. Whatever it is that you came up with as you thought over your day yesterday, whatever it is that you want to give thanks for, I invite you to turn that into a prayer of thanksgiving as you write it in the comments. All you need to do is begin with the words, "I thank you, God, for," and then you get to fill in the rest. And there you go. You just wrote a prayer of thanksgiving. So friends, throughout the week ahead, as each day comes to a close, I invite all of us to take a few minutes to think back over our day and see what we can find to be joyful about. See what we can find to give thanks for, and it might be the smallest of things. But whatever it is that we come up with, we can then offer a prayer of thanksgiving to God, because all we have to do in order to pray a prayer of thanksgiving is finish this sentence, "I thank you, God, for." So I encourage you to practice that on your own, as a way to deepen your own faith in God. And those of you who are part of our neighborhood groups, you will also have the opportunity to share your prayers of thanksgiving with each other. When we share our prayers of gratitude, we strengthen the bonds of our community as we give thanks for the goodness and grace that is flowing into each other's lives. Friends, our faith teaches us that it is right and good to give thanks to God even in the most tenuous of times and the most difficult of days. If the psalmist was able to believe that, if Otto was able to believe that too, then so can we. Thanks be to God.